Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Well, well, well. If it isn't 2024.
What the hell happened? It's episode 155 somehow.
That's crazy.
I think.
Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast with your three hosts. There's three of us. The voice you're hearing right now is Chris Trott.
Oh, hi, Chris Trott. The voice you're hearing now is Ross Hornby.
Whoa.
And I'm still here, baby. It's 2024. My name's Alex Smith, and I'm still alive. 35 now? We're 35?
Yeah, we're 35. I'm going to be 36 soon.
We were 35 in the last episode.
Fuck you are. You're next month.
We were 35 in the last episode.
Yeah, I know we were. Yeah, but like, just reflect on that for a minute. A new year, new you.
Same age.
Right? Dry January? Doing dry January?
Did I drink in January?
I've already had a few drinks last night.
Shit.
But you haven't.
I don't think I have.
No, I haven't.
I made some pina coladas at home.
I have definitely had some drinks.
Well, that's alcoholic, isn't it?
Yeah, but before the new year. It was for the new year.
Apparently, young drinking is lower than ever before. People are drinking less and less.
Yeah, it's because the elf bars are so tempting.
Well, they are very tempting, aren't they? Just
get them vapes.
Well, I don't feel like
I don't think people use that as a drinking alternative.
I don't feel like it's a substitute. No. I don't think it's getting you the same.
Do they not have all the alcoholic flavors? Lager.
That'd be good.
They probably are. Probably are. There's so many different flavors.
IPA flavored.
Yeah. Oh, I quite like an IPA flavored vapor.
Fruity, I suppose. Nice. Like kind of like a tropical.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway.
Thanks to Josh Randall for that. Finkel, did you already thank him?
Thanks. No, I thanked before the episode actually started recording.
Yeah, before. So thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh Randall, for that wonderful Finkel. The whole thing will be at the end of the episode, of course. And you can send your Finkels in to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. Getting it out of the way. Straight away, just put Finkel in the subject. Makes it easier for me to find them. Thank you.
Yes, it does. Should put that there. And any other news requests or stories, funny stories you've heard,
yeah.
Put them there.
Yeah.
Maybe funny stories. Why not?
Maybe a personal story.
It could be a personal story. I mean, don't clog our inbox up. That's not.
No, we're not
encourage
agony,
like
agony uncles.
Because you give them an inch, they take a mile. That's the thing with these people.
They really do.
They will email us and they'll be like, oh, "I've got the best idea in the world." And they will go on for pages and pages, and it's not that great.
How about a news story that's so localized to them it never hit the main news, but it's so interesting?
Well, that's quite interesting. That's almost like investigative reporting.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, but for every tiny bit of gold, there is a mountain of garbage to sift through, isn't there?
Well, that's down to us to only provide the gold for Hat Chat.
Yeah.
To sift through that wasteland.
Sift through the horse shit.
The sewage to find that diamond that got thrown away. Anyway.
Got any diamonds?
You haven't got any diamonds today?
No diamonds. I've got a little news from that we didn't use last time.
Go on,
you wanted me to throw some out there.
Well, hilarious.
What did we do in the last episode? Last episode we kind of covered.
Talked about our life.
Talked about poop, fecal, microbiota transplants, and
yeah, that comes up now and again.
That has come up a few times now. We do repeat.
Well, it's fascinating, isn't it? That you can change your whole personality and become the person. It's like cloning, but through the butt.
I just don't think it is like cloning.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think we came to that conclusion last time. It was just
I've had 2024. I've had a new perspective on
it. Do you like believe physical in resolutions? Or resolutions are things that you follow?
Resolutions?
For like New Year's resolutions.
Don't say 1440p And don't say a high frame rate.
No, I was going to take that question really seriously, actually.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. I think that it's a good... 240. It's a good time to, like, line up what the hell you're doing that year, you know? Like, so, like where you think about, like, right, well, what am I doing? Where am I at in my life? Like, what do I need to think about and prepare for?
Do you remember what you thought about last year?
Yeah, is it always the same plan? Stuff? It's like, this year I'm actually going to try harder to stay healthy and fit and focus on my hobbies and stuff and make sure I'm socializing more. All the generic shit that happens every year.
Just a new year, new me.
Yeah, but it's always the same.
And we always say it's going to be our year in reference to Hat Films.
I will say 2023.
It's pretty funny.
It was our year.
It's one of our years.
It's a good one.
It's one of them.
It's a good one. Yeah.
We started traveling again and we switched to memberships.
We've got over the hump of COVID hump. Yeah. That was a pretty shitty hump to shake.
Yeah.
And we got rid of it eventually.
Well, it's still going. It's still like burning through the population. Something like... It is, yes. How many people was it?
Outside of my mind.
Man. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you should worry about it. But there, like, you know, there still
wear,
are like...
To a degree.
I mean, fuck, no, I'm not going to go into all that. But you're right. It is nice to not have it directly affect my life at the moment.
Are you looking forward to the next one?
No.
Not COVID, but like the next one. Next big P, the big pandemic.
Not really.
There will be one.
I wouldn't say there are events that I'd look forward to. Yeah, I know there probably will be one, yeah. That's why I'm going to buy a house in the country. A very big house in the country.
Like in 28 Days Later, where they just go out to the country and...
Well, there
they
is
still
a
get got.
Oh, no,
they still get got.
There's a danger in isolationism, but you can make your existence a lot more comfortable in
Yeah, but they still got
like
got,
that.
Though. Do you remember it?
Yeah, well, if the world fucking collapses, then of course I'm going to be fucked. Like, but like, you can't really plan for that. And to plan for that is its own form of madness. But
wasn't Zuckerberg
I'd still try
building
and,
a bunker?
Like, I mean, I'd still try and like get a load of like rainwater.
A zunker.
you need to prepare against natural disasters more likely than social disasters.
Flooding.
Yeah,
that's
flooding is going to become
nuts,
a huge problem.
That's taking the UK over
I
right
mean,
now.
I mean, it will be fine, I think.
I drove to Reading.
Yeah,
Reading's underwater now.
There's a pretty big hill near you, so you'll probably be all right.
I'm on a hill.
I'm at the bottom of it.
Yeah. But yeah, lots of places are flooded right now. It's pretty bad. Mm. I think that's only going to get
flooding.
Worse.
So just buy a house on a hill.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, basically,
these
are
the steps
if you
want
to avoid these problems, look now where's flooded to fuck. I mean, this has been reflected for years in like house insurance and stuff like that. There's places in Somerset that have been flooded for the last 20, 30, 40 years that still can't get house insurance because of how frequently they're flooded.
Well,
so it's just like, you want to live in this really quaint little town in the middle of the lowlands, you're going to
get flooded. Yeah.
Yeah.
You also got to worry about land slippage.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
No one considers land slippage.
A huge chunk of a place called Ventnor in Isle of Wight just fell into the sea very recently.
Nice,
classic,
fucking gone.
Huge chunk of it.
What about just those gone. Bloody gone. Cliffs of David? Are those?
Those are holding strong because
they break
chalk.
Nah, they break, don't they? From time to time.
Nah,
they'll crumble.
Yeah, probably will
in our
at
lifetime.
Some point. Well,
in our
I know
lifetime.
In roughly.
Wait, I don't know. Is that true?
I have no idea. I feel like we should be fear-mongering.
Shifting.
I think if we fear-monger, at least people can prepare for the things that they are.
I think everyone listening is probably already fear-mongered up to the fucking gills.
Oh, I don't know. Don't rationalize things and act, don't think.
If we can have a breakthrough in battery technology, right?
Yeah.
Battery and solar.
Classic.
So that you can charge up a battery rapidly with solar. Mm. I reckon we could all live in hot air balloons that are all tied together.
Well, or in hot burning batteries as they all burst into flames.
Why don't you just use mirrors?
You're charging too fast.
Mirrors.
You don't need a battery if you just directly channel the power of the sun into
a Duracell.
Into the hot air balloon. So you heat the balloon using reflected energy
Incredible.
Of the sun.
That's insane.
Inside the balloon.
You fixed it.
We should be using magnifying glasses more often as well.
We should be using a lot of my power solutions are actually all based on magnifying glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
I took what I learned as a child.
Yeah.
It's searing
Burning
power of magnifying glasses.
The top of the anthill.
And I said, this is the one and only energy source we'll ever need. So yeah, you get the massive hot air balloon spun with spider's web. So
Okay.
Very light, but
very strong.
Quite flammable, I've heard. Quite flammable. I'm sure.
And then inside you line with a series of mirrors as well.
Oh, wow.
Intricate mirror system.
And then in the center
like
there's
a
focal point that's a thermal sink. Right. Very light as well. Very, very, very lightweight thermal sink.
Not titanium.
And then mirrors underneath the hot air balloon under the basket.
The mirrors are heavy, though.
Very lightweight mirrors. Mirrors are heavy. Spider's dandruff.
There's a reason there's a basket at the bottom of these things. A woven basket.
Yeah, there's a woven basket. But the basket, guess what?
Spider silk.
Spider silk.
Spider silk.
Very, very light. So very, very strong.
Extremely flammable.
Let me tell you, these spiders, they got a lot of work cut out for them. But
we should get some spiders' webs and burn them and see how quickly they go down. It'll probably be a flash of a second.
But I mean, the Hindenburg was very flammable.
Yeah,
and it
down.
Did fine for a bit.
It
flew for
and
a bit.
And how long do we need these things to fly to make a profit?
Good point. Timing is important.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's up in the air and it's on fire. It's on fire and everyone is dead.
How many tickets did we sell before that catastrophic incident?
Wasn't Bioshock...
Parachutes made out of spider silk as well. Reckless.
So we've had the underwater Bioshock where they tried to create a utopia underwater.
Oh,
and then Bioshock
yeah.
Infinite was in the sky. And I don't think that ended up going well either.
We're land-based creatures. We just have to accept that. We got to do
not
land
if we
stuff.
Create land in the sky.
No, that's not true because it's always
raise,
the sky.
Like Laputa? Castles in the sky?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah. That's fiction, I think.
The animated film.
I don't think that's based on anything.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
the
song.
It is a cartoon. That's a song, is it? Oh, no, Castles in the Sky is a song, yes.
Is that Cascada?
Like... classic 90s dance. Or
tell
maybe
me
early,
why
maybe
did
early
they
2000s.
Castles in the sky.
I think that was the main theme song.
Imagine
of Laputa, yeah.
A TV show where the protagonist discovers the 90s trance anthems actually are portents of the future. So like, you know, like that.
And you have to go back and start listening to these really basic lyrics.
We're in heaven.
What did Gina G's song go like? Or like
9 PM till I come. What happens at 9 PM?
At 9?
Well,
what happens at 9 PM? Yeah, no, the prophets ATB have actually been really helpful in averting World War III.
It was weird when everyone turned blue.
It's a unique Eiffel 65 enigma code that no one would crack.
What was
90s
thinking?
Dance hits masking the future technology.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, free idea.
Would you judge me if you came into my home and saw like thousands of spiders pinned to a wall and like
not if you're
milking
them?
Because I'm milking them for their. Because have you seen it happen? It looks horrible. Like,
it is.
All their legs like pinned up.
It is horrible.
And then their little butt is like squeezing out this spider silk, but starting being tugged from them.
Yeah.
And they're just being tugged. And obviously they don't really have a real face with expressions, but like
it's
you can tell they're probably like their mandibles like help,
it's
help
not
me,
nice.
I'm being. Like tugged.
Imagine Spider-Man having that happen to him. Then he'd feel.
It's well trodden ground by me, so I won't.
I guess there's
on it
cows
much,
as well.
But like all this sort of stuff.
Milking
the realities
animals.
Of the horrific shit we do to animals
is
horrendous. And like I say, it's well trodden ground by me. I know it sounds like preaching, blah blah blah. But like, we really could do with a completely different way of educating people to understand like how much horrible shit animals go through.
Yeah, well, a big win for dogs recently. Did you see that South Korea stopped? They banned dog meat trade.
Well, that's
which is pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a win for the dogs over there.
Until I see a dog in the House of Parliament or the House of Commons,
like someone's pet or just an actual law.
No,
again, back to dog law.
The thing is, though, like meat, right? Meat.
And tie.
As a person that really likes dogs really likes animals, you'd think I'd be like, that sounds great. But arguably, the meat that like I'm not anti meat eating. I think that it's completely fucked how we consume meat, and the whole thing is needs redoing from start to finish. But I don't necessarily think that if in the perfect conditions, I would not eat meat. I think that you know.
Oh
that,
yeah, but what?
But what I'm saying is with like the dog stuff with them not eating meat. A lot of the time, different countries eat the meat that is like local to them. You know.
Oh sure.
So
yeah.
So like you know.
Was it where does he fish whales? Is it Faroe Islands?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like, and they used every part of it, which is you know, a good thing in that sense. But then also.
They're incredibly
mass whaling is
animals.
The issue, not necessarily just oh look, there's a pod, let's go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone gets their spears. It sounds and looks maniacal.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, whoa, what the
insane.
Fuck are they doing?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
also
yeah.
like it's a traditional thing. So
it's
like
fox hunting.
Should you step in?
Yeah. It's
like
and as a developed country,
I don't think
we
it's
can
the same
hopefully
as fox
phase
hunting.
Out the
I don't
shit.
Think it's the same as fox hunting.
You don't think it's the same?
No, fox hunting is like a fucking
completely.
Just a,
I mean,
where
we
sport.
Go whaling for whaling's sake, and it's more an event.
Yeah, but they're whaling because they use
Faroe Islands. Is
the fox hunting thing is like a cull, but this is also just a fucking bunch of toffs doing
it's
it for sport and then getting a bunch of beagles.
Yeah.
To
it's not always toffs. It's also a lot
fox.
Of like farmers and stuff as well. It's not always just a posh.
I'm
going to
use the
country
big tarring brush and say toffs.
Yeah. It's probably a little bit.
They put on their fucking tweed outfits and they're all dancing and fucking each other on those horses.
they definitely
do you feel the same about Morris men? Because they put on pretty weird outfits too.
Yeah, but I don't think they're savagely hunting. They're kind of dancing.
I'm not defending the killing of foxes. Yeah. What I'm defending is the dressing up, the cultural history. I agree. You probably don't need to savage a fucking fox at the end of a hunt to make it an enjoyable thing.
I think it just kind of rubs it in when they're wearing those outfits though and have those stupid little...
I guess it's history, and there's history, obviously. Lots of silly, like, the beef eaters in fucking the Tower of London look ridiculous, you know, but they're used as like
there's nobbins with the fucking furry hats like but outside, like, the quick they just look like they're having a shit time. I know it's like probably quite an honor for them to be the Queen's Guard or some shit, but like the knobheads right in front of their face, like just yelling at them and like goading them and trying to get like a reaction from them. That's so fucking weird.
A real tourist
and so
trip.
Strange. It's like, yeah, look, they won't do anything. Look, I'm gonna just spit in his face and then just say horrible things to him. And he's just like crying inside, goes home, fucking.
I wonder what the hate is
like. He's the soldier, depending on who it is. Like,
they're carrying a gun though.
Like, but like,
a real gun.
It's just a poor reflection on the person that feels like they need to do this to a person. Yeah. Like, the soldier is just there to like do that job or whatever, whatever they've been told to do. That's what being a soldier is, just doing whatever the fuck you've been told
to
do.
It does seem like someone was like having a joke when they designed their outfit. They thought this is gonna look really
fucking
funny.
With the bear skins, the long, the big long thing on the head. Yeah, that's like a traditional hat.
Again, yeah, exactly. It's Scottish though, doesn't it?
I'm not sure. There's a story behind it. They're called bearskins.
I think they got like four or five cameras.
I mean, I guess it's all pomp and
under there.
So they stacked
four or five cameras stacked under there.
Yeah, cameras. There's a SAM site. It shoots down aircraft. There's anti-drone transmitters inside those hats. That's why they keep them around. They're like, okay, they look ridiculous, but think about the accessories.
So they've been modernized
so much in there.
Yeah,
that's where the rats.
Good, they've been modernized
to drive them around.
It's a fucking ratatouille. It's a ratatouille soldier.
Yeah,
which we just weren't aware.
Mostly,
don't take my house. Yeah. The rats. It's a real rat.
My power.
That's why they did these jerky movements.
How does a rat fire a gun? It takes away culpability from the soldier as well, because it was just following orders.
It wasn't me.
Yeah,
he was pulling on my hair.
Sorry, my rat sneezed and I killed someone with an M85. Right. Anyway.
Yes, but that was, I don't know where that came from. I don't know where we started. It was a dog. We still went for the dog meat trade.
But it's good that the dog meat, I mean, obviously dogs are lovely. Whales are lovely. Like, animals are great.
Of course.
We just got to work out the best way that
whales
we can still eat meat and not
to
torture
off.
Animals.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, right? Meat standards, animal standards.
What if the souls of dead people went into animals?
Well, like souls reincarnation.
Sometimes, I mean, that's
like
what
a
I think.
Form
what,
of reincarnation.
I think that's what Glenn
Hoddle. What if they were a what?
No, Glenn Hoddle was not about reincarnation with karmic impact. Like you're saying, basically,
but like,
if you have a good life,
if someone died, they can spiritually transfer themselves into.
Oh,
other,
you get to choose.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So it's like, so let's say someone died and was like, oh, do you know what, I want to see what Trot's up to. Gets into Mochi's head and then she just stares at all for 5 seconds and then bam,
so
looks at you.
Their life
and
is forfeit and you just get to assume control.
Imagine they can hop between animals.
Yeah, but
so
what,
they're hopping between Ripley, they're between Mochi. They're Mochi's. Just like using you, like, see, it's like using your animals like CCTV to you.
But what can they do?
Ah, just make your dog stare into space for 5 seconds and then just that. And then they're just
that's
watching
it.
You. Yeah. And it's their way
so
of
do you
kind
think
of just,
that's what they're doing? You think that's what's happening when your dog does something weird?
Like, I do wonder. You have to wonder
possessed.
When they stare into space.
What are you looking at?
Because especially when it's suddenly, and you're like, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Boy?
What is there in the corner of the room?
I didn't even hear any noise.
Maybe they're better positioning their ears, though. Like, have you then checked where their ears are pointing?
Well, no, his ears are
they just changed their head.
He's not angling. He's just like... just staring to space. I think that's pretty weird. So maybe that's when a spirit goes into him and then they're just like having a look around. Not here. Next.
What if it's discovered that we're obviously basing all our senses and stuff on us? What if they can see the fourth dimension?
Well, that's it, exactly.
Yeah, so
we don't know fully.
I think
we don't know fully.
That's where my
they
mind
can't
was going.
Speak, but they might be able to see things that we don't fucking see. And that kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah.
They see time differently. They see the time as a circle. They know what's going to happen to us. That's why they're so at peace.
Can they fully understand time? I don't think they can.
Well, they just see it all. They don't have to understand it all. Like us looking at stuff, we don't have to understand what we're looking
at. If you knew that, you'd feel pretty bad about all the animals you ate.
Would you not?
What about why?
Because because they were all like spiritual.
Anyway, well, if your model exists, we're talking about a different model now.
Okay.
Let's separate these. He's saying, would you feel bad?
I'm not on board with the soul thing. I'm not on board with the soul.
Yours is the weird one where
they're using them as transportation CCTV devices.
Momentarily use animals as CCTV.
Dead human spirits hop into animals.
Would I feel bad about eating animals? No. Unless like they choose to incarnate into an animal that's about to be executed in an abattoir, then like, you know, I'd probably feel
wrong animal. No.
Well, that would be nice. There's a really great TV show, a great sci-fi show that got cancelled, called Travelers.
Oh.
It's a really cool show. It's called Travelers. And the idea is a bunch of humans get sent back from the future where like Earth's a fucking climate disaster, basically. And they're trying to like repair what happened. They have this ability to send consciousnesses back through time into bodies that they target who are about to die. Well, to make it ethical, they only do it with bodies that are about to die. Yeah. And one of them goes back and they get accidentally sent into the body of a heroin addict. Because they use medical records to see who the people were after they died. It's a really cool show. And this kind of thing happens, basically. They get sent back and like they get sent back into really shit situations. So one of them's like a functional heroin addict. And he's like their genius.
Functional, though.
So it's like really, really cool.
You can be a functional heroin addict.
You can. You can just smoke it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, obviously he is dead now, but
functional until
mostly
collapse.
Functional
until collapse.
Quite a point though. Like, I think he went cold turkey, and that was the issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that happens to a lot of people. That's why
they should have heated the turkey up first. That's not.
Did he actually go cold turkey?
I don't really know. I know that that's how Amy Winehouse died. I think she just gave up completely and it fucked her system up.
Then what's his face? Neil Patrick Harris.
Stay on it for a little bit longer.
Cake about her.
Sorry.
Then Neil Patrick Harris made a horrible cake about her.
Cake.
You see that?
I didn't see a cake.
What about Amy Winehouse? He held like a party.
Yeah.
A birthday party, I think. And he had a
really
hyper realistic corpse of Amy Winehouse made.
That's
weird. Of the main cake.
That's really weird.
Why? Did he ever give a reason?
I think he might be an asshole, guys.
Do cake makers just make anything you request? Are they just like, yeah, I'll fucking make that?
No, they don't.
That sounds really
weird.
Quite
famously, they weren't making cakes for gay people, were they?
Really?
That was like, that was a huge
specific restaurant.
No, this is something that's sort of been going through American law for a while, probably.
Every
in the UK as
cake
well.
Maker.
So that it's about whether or not you have the right to refuse business based on a person's like sexual orientation.
But what if it's a gay cake maker? Sure, they're like, well, fuck you, I'm gonna make a cake.
Well, then we'll have cake wars and then people will have
cake
division
wars. Oh my god. Are we gonna live through the cake wars?
Hopefully. I hope it's gonna be delicious. I love the cake wars.
This is the best war ever.
Just throwing cake.
Hey, it's chocolate. Yes, my favorite. Oh my god. No, I don't remember that. I don't remember there being I know there was one specific bakery that wasn't taking part in that and being specifically bigoted.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was across the board.
No,
but can you just say, can I just get, I don't know, Hitler fucking a horse?
Well, I know a lot of cake think people, I think, will say no. I mean, do you want us to try?
A dead Amy Winehouse.
If you're a cake maker out there and you want to make Ross's dream come
true. Oh my god, sorry, he's just showing me a picture of it. I don't know.
Were they just like trying to like shock?
Looks like a rotten corpse though. Like a proper full-on like rotten corpse. It's weird to theme that around someone who is actually dead.
The corpse of Amy Winehouse with a little note on the side.
That's so weird. That's
isn't
a very
that
weird request.
It's very weird.
There must have been like some sort of reason for that. Like as in like,
I think it was like
what was the cake maker doing?
I think it was trying to be edgy and just trying to do like a Halloween or something.
I don't think people have
that's
as many
really
reservations.
Strange though.
You think they do.
But like, I mean, I get it if you do it like as a hate figure. Like if you're give me a deceased corpse of Hitler and we're all cut his face first. I don't know.
I can't
even
imagine.
Then that'd be kind of strange. Like, what's his party?
You're right.
What's his party?
I think that's the thing. In general, it's strange. I think that it's less about who it is and in more you're just like, this is a weird decision.
What are you doing, guys?
Choice.
Like, it doesn't matter who it is, but they recently died and you're kind of...
I just wanted a Spice Girls cake.
What ones they have?
Just a picture of their first album. I think this is the five Spice Girls.
Well, you had that.
Posh. No, I'm just saying that's what I would want. Just simple.
Instead.
Just a simple one, yeah. All girls allowed.
Okay.
I'm not just...
Not as big.
Not just one
90s. What about 90s? Sugar Babes?
No.
Sugar Babes are good.
They would make it All Saints?
No cakes
All Saints?
For them. No cakes.
Not All Saints?
No.
Come on.
Maybe the cartoons.
You want a cartoons cake?
Yeah.
Would you want them in the shoes?
Walla Walla Bing Bing. I want them to,
What do you reckon they're doing now?
Was it Swedish? Was it like a Norwegian?
Yeah, they're probably like Scandinavian. They were weird. Finnish? Yeah. I guess Finnish.
Could have been. I think Finnish.
The Finnish are the real. We don't know. We're just Scandies. Guessing.
But I reckon they are. I reckon they'd probably do well touring as the cartoon still. Look, if Sugar Babes are back together,
who are
they?
They
were the fucking Hootenanny.
They were. They were quite good in the Hootenanny, I thought. Yeah. You see the Hootenanny's way shorter now?
They're from
Even
Denmark.
Shorter than his neck. Hello, everyone.
Nothing short than his neck.
Hi, guys. We've got a great new music video.
He doesn't have a neck.
It's probably disability, isn't it? But, you know. No way.
It could be.
What
his neck?
They're from Denmark. The
Denmark.
Cartoons.
Danish. Wow. Sorry,
not Finnish,
Finland.
Danish.
That's the Rasmus from Finland, isn't
and
it?
And they're still touring.
Their genre is Eurodance. And they went from 1996 to 2006.
Oh.
And then 2018 to present.
For fuck's sake.
Yes, they're back, baby.
Brilliant. Why is everything shit coming back now?
If the cartoons were performing in Bristol, I think we should go and just have a lot, get drunk, watch the cartoons, do ooh-ee. I don't know any more songs.
That's
than
the problem.
That.
You don't know any of the
songs.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
That's the same song.
That's the
song.
Same song. You just know. He just knows the title. He just knows the title. It's like when Wheatus performed at your fucking.
It's just like. It was sad.
And they just tease it to the end. They're playing loads of shitty songs that no one knows. All their B hits.
Before Witch Doctor.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Duda. What? I'm guessing that shows you where it charted in the UK. Where did it chart?
It charted in the UK at number 7.
Ah, that's pretty high. But then it was also at a time where I think 50 sales probably got you near to number 1.
You think so? I think that they made more money back then, probably.
Probably, yeah, because people actually bought CDs. Singles, whereas I guess they get now a couple of pennies, not even that, for
fuck
us.
Yeah,
a few streams.
They've been going since the late 80s.
Who was it saying? I think it might have been Snoop Dogg or something. He had a billion
Snoop
streams.
Dog. Snoop Lion.
He got a billion.
Formerly known.
Briefly known as Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
He got a billion streams on Spotify.
That's pretty crazy.
And they paid him $45,000 for it, for a billion
that
streams.
That doesn't seem right, but I'm not sure. I don't know what the... Is that really high? A billion seems high.
I mean, I guess is that a CPM really of $4?
A billion is a lot.
Is that a CPM of $4?
I don't know.
$4.50
with no real reference point. I don't know
what's that per thousand.
Because 45k doesn't seem like meant. I mean,
I can do the math.
I don't really know, because obviously we only really know YouTube reference points.
Okay, so
well, there's plenty.
If it had a billion views on YouTube, I think you'd get probably about. More than that,
okay. So
much more,
way more
divided by 1,000.
A billion, you would get loads more
because that times 4.5.
There we go.
Oh no, it's even less.
Come on, Poindexter, use your calculator. Using a calculator, just so
it's like 0.00 something.
Is it 0.45? It's like half a dollar per thousand listens,
less than that, probably.
Yeah, wow, that's not great.
It's not great.
It's a fraction of a cent per stream, allegedly.
Wait. Yeah. Do you think there are people who go out and buy just singles on CD?
No.
No, because apparently vinyls outsold CDs, which is more of a sign of CDs just not selling than
makes
vinyls
sense,
doing well.
Though. It does make sense. Because like what?
Who buys
How
CDs?
Much is a subscription to Spotify now? It's still quite 16 quid or something.
It's expensive. A month. I've got the Duo
but
family one.
That was probably the equivalent of buying one album a month back in the day. Right.
Yeah, it just it's
so
great
like
for
if you're
us.
Listening to more than a couple of albums, you're probably kind of okay. As in,
great for the consumer, terrible for the artist.
Yeah. Great for the consumer.
I don't really care about musicians being super rich, though.
Yeah, but what about those that just want to get?
If I'm fucking honest,
yeah, but that's fine.
But surely, if they don't make any money, they won't continue their work.
Yeah, they will. If they can make a living, if they can make $100,000 a year, they'll keep making music.
Yeah, but that's not really fair on.
I guess
the other musicians.
All the money's in touring, right?
That's not fair on all the other musicians. Sure,
to have $100,000 as the top end.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Snoop Dogg had billions of plays and got 45K.
Yeah.
What about all the musicians that want to
be absolutely. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. No, that's very true.
Otherwise, you would just, anyone who's got talent but doesn't get, like, a big boom.
Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't. Yeah, no, what I'm saying is ultimately I don't care that, like, you know, these, yeah. I think the music industry is kind of fucked. It doesn't really work in an economic, using that as an example to say, like, it's unfair on smaller musicians. You know, it's just a fact of life that these bigger musicians have such scale that they can still make huge amounts of money.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's not...
They have to be that big.
But that doesn't mean that, like, they should get $2 just so the smaller guy should get $2, if you know what I mean. That's not going to fix anything. That's still going to create whales. What needs to change is, like, the fact that there's so many people that have strangleholds on the whole industry that can create, like, hit machines, you know?
Yeah.
Like
it's the balance between convenience versus supporting the individual artists, right? Because you could go to Bandcamp and download all their music, but there's a niche really to do that.
It is, yeah. I heard of a pretty big musician I know selling via Bandcamp, and I was like, oh, weird. You know, I was a bit like, oh, I'm surprised by that.
It's kind of just a, why wouldn't you, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
To supplement your income.
And also because you can choose also to pay more, right? So someone could be like, oh, shit, I really want them to continue.
Yeah.
So here's a little bit more money than the actual cost. I don't know. I think it's just
most make their money via touring.
Yeah, touring is actually going
out there and selling tickets and merchandising. You know, much like content creators, really. We don't earn our money through ad revenue on YouTube via the majority.
Mm-hmm.
We have to spread in order to make ends meet, really.
We do spread.
We spread wide. And then we earn a lot from spreading.
Yes. We do earn a lot from spreading. We have to do the spreading.
Like the hat film's trio spread.
It's a trio spread.
Neapolitan.
And you have to have all three of us at once, and we're all spread. It's pretty weird. It's a pretty weird thing to see. But it costs you.
it's expensive.
That's.
To watch our spread. Slow-mo as well.
It's more than a fucking couple of cents a stream for that show.
Damn straight.
Mm. Like $4 or $5 minimum.
At least.
For each of us,
Don't worry,
it's not.
It's per.
Come on, guys, that's nearly $15.
That's a good evening.
Just
for me.
To open your legs.
Like, how many? If you had to bang like 1,000 guys and for like $5 a piece, that's $5,000. That's
$5,000. It all adds up.
It's
That's an evening's work.
That's an evening's work. That's 500. Did we say five? Did I say
you said 1,000?
1,000. That's a lot.
1,000 guys.
That's a lot.
In
I feel like
a whole secondary school.
That's
even if not of that age.
A whole secondary school. Why was that your reference point? You could have said a concert of some sort. Or
example, but I know because the thing is, it's like I visualize like groups of numbers of people, and I always remember like being on a school field and us being put into forms and being like, this is 30
people.
Fucking
one guy.
And then it's all
we
lining
gonna
up.
Fuck this one guy.
And the headmaster's
five
there.
Or go.
The headmaster's
like,
there on this
$5,000. He's loving it.
Have you seen the Slan Mage Priest, one of the big frog mages?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's like my headmaster who sat on a throne being carried by dudes wearing masks.
Yeah, another one. That sounds weird.
If 5,000 men pumped you once, and we say on
Christ,
average,
I thought you changed the subject. And you come in with this.
One pump is £5.
God, yeah, but like, how long would that take?
Three seconds
per.
That's a very good question.
If you're like, heavily lubed up and you got pumped,
just one pump
once every 3 seconds.
It
would be like a minute. You'd have to do it a minute. How many minutes? 1,000.
5,000 minutes.
5,000 minutes.
Or 1,000 minutes. Yeah, 1,000 minutes.
It's just a lot. This is now a time issue, not really a financial issue. This was
16 hours. So that's not an evening.
It's a day. That's a
16.6.
That's a long
hours.
Day.
That's a big day.
And that's a 5 a.m. start, 10 a.m. bedtime.
There are some people who are just out there for the grind. So
and that is a minute.
Yeah,
per person.
Plus,
and also,
you'd have
to
pay some admin staff.
You need to find 500. Was it 1,000 or 500? I can't even remember what the number was.
A lot of upfront costs. Let's 5, say it's 1,000.
5,000.
No, they're all paying $5
each.
1,000. Then
1,000 men. They
one
slap
pump,
a five
pump
pound
done.
£5 note on your back.
Yeah.
And they get a minute.
They get a minute.
17 hours later, you're $5,000 up.
I think that it's not worth it. You're going to probably the physical turmoil.
Are you going to break for lunch?
The physical turmoil would be...
Yeah. You can eat while you're getting...
You could,
if you just get served.
Oh, my God.
Stay inside the stirrups, of course. I'm guessing you're, like, strung up at this point. You're like, let's be honest.
Stirrups.
You've put yourself in on some sort of meat hook.
Suspended?
Like, you're suspended on some sort of meat hook system, sex swing. You are literally just a hunk of meat at that point. You're there for that.
What you imagine,
you're
like,
there for that
hooks
5
under the arms, and then like hooks on around the thighs. So you just
and then a trough, so you can eat.
Yeah.
And you're like, on all your things, right? It's like, well, my rent's coming up.
It's just 5 grand, man.
5 grand in one day is not bad.
If you just did
it's
that
not
five
about
times,
the day. I don't think it's about the day. It's not about the time at this point. It's not about the money. It's about the injuries you're going to sustain. It's going to be painful and it's going to be long.
If you did this 5 days a week, you'd be making 100 grand a month.
Yeah. Why don't more people do it?
You know those drinking waterfall fountains for cats that keeps the water flowing?
Yeah.
I think there should be that sort of waterfall lube system on your ass.
Yeah, you've got to have like a constant flow. You know, someone with a squirty bottle just coming in just...
It's like one of those industrial drills that has a constant water source. Yeah, no, good idea.
So that's an option.
So yeah, look, money, yeah.
Apparently the world record gangbang is 919 men.
Christ alive.
We could beat it.
Easily.
What was the end result? I didn't even want to know what that looks like. No, not the money. Oh. The physical turmoil. The injuries, the wounds, and also the mental.
There's going to have to be rules and regulations.
But that's a day that lives in infamy in your head forever.
Yeah, but you're the world record holder.
You're in the Guinness World Book of Records. What,
you own a world record, baby. That means that somebody's done 918 before then.
There's so many other world records that you could probably try.
Imagine if somebody beats your world record, you don't even get to say you've got a world record anymore.
Shit.
You just banged. I banged the second most people.
Yeah, you're not in the book though, are you, mate? You're not in the book.
Is that a fact? Is that true?
Apparently.
Oh man, what are the parameters? What did each of them have to finish? Because that's too much, I think.
Well, would you want to be the World Guinness Record adjudicator for that day?
No. There's no pegs. There's not enough pegs to
that
cover.
That guy didn't
this.
Count. He didn't finish next.
It would be a stinky room.
It would.
It would be horrible. It would be the worst horror like film ever. I don't think anyone wants to be on that set. I think
that's
been documentaries about porn sets. They're like, God, no one really talks about the smell, but
it's pretty bad.
So gross.
I don't know why we got to that either.
We'd have a queuing system with like those like metal fences.
Well, like a fob system, or like a ticketing.
That's how you get your £5.
Yeah. Oh, you got the brown pound.
They get
bands.
The metal detector. You're through.
Fast track
pat it down.
Track.
Come through.
There's
come
a little
through.
Merch stand.
Yeah.
A merch stand. A gift shop.
What band have you got there? Oh yeah, great, thanks.
Fantastic, yeah. Oh, you're a blue band. You're a blue band. Okay, you're on that queue. Gold band's this way.
This guy's this
priority system. There's a fast track system.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
you can pay to be in the top 200 because after that it starts getting.
Oh no.
There's touts outside buying and selling bands. Buying and selling bands. Yeah. You want to just come in? I've got the band. Yeah. What was this for? Oh.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Tannoy system.
In here.
Please don't buy from the touts.
numbers 9929 through 986, please.
We can't sell them. We just can't sell them.
We'd like to invite gangbangers from our privilege section. Thank you for gangbanging with us again.
The elderly and children up first.
Yeah. Anyone with young children, we'd like to invite to board.
Must be accompanied by a guardian.
What if you flicked on a gangbang video and you recognize one of the guys in there?
Huh?
You think you'd ask?
I mean, the numbers we're working at now, it's likely, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a good chance that, like, just through proxy, you might know someone. Oh my god, that's my sister's best mate. What the hell are they doing there? My god, what's Gary doing over there? Gary, what are you? Oh my god,
Gary,
he's queuing up, tugging off.
Gary, he's gone back round.
Oh my god,
he's gone back round.
He's looping round. Bloody hell, Gary, what the hell?
Trick is not to watch him.
Well, that's important. Yeah, that's an important factor.
You don't have to.
Don't watch them. But, like, I mean, I think that, if you saw a loved one.
Now I'm curious. I won't watch the gangbang. I'll just watch the cues.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, Q shot.
Yeah, yeah.
It cuts away from the action. Yeah, yeah.
Pause. There's a specific edit that never shows the porn. It just shows the queue of dudes kind of tugging themselves off, getting them prepped.
Now that is
I subscribe to the sites especially. Can you guys send me any like queue behind the scenes you've got? I'm looking for a guy.
I'm curious.
There you are, you son of a bitch, Gary. You're still doing this.
There he is. That's my neighbor.
Gary,
you're married. He's married.
That's not his wife.
That is not his wife.
I know that gimp mask.
I knew I'd find that fucker.
Yeah, I got you that luchador mask for Christmas, you bastard. You son of a
bitch. I can see your eyes. I know those eyes.
Those are guilty eyes, you horny son of a bitch.
He's got a lazy eye. Very, very defined.
Yeah.
You can see it by
you got a head
mask.
Of chrome here and a lazy eye. I can tell.
Head of chrome.
I know exactly who that
so
is.
So recognizable.
Yeah. Way too recognizable. What? Yeah. Put shades on, you stupid bastard.
Why would somebody so recognizable not wear shades? They don't fit up with my luchador mask. I got to go inside the eyes.
Very defined face tattoos. Ew. Shit, I can see his chin tattoo.
Fucking hell.
Terrible at this, Gary.
You got a barcode. You scan that. That's purple sprouting broccoli. It's Tesco.
Oh, God.
I don't know how we did it. We managed to film 40 minutes.
Wow.
Of the whole hat chat. I don't know how we started. I don't know how it got to this point.
I don't even know.
But welcome to 2024 the hat chat podcast. More of this to come, I'm sure.
There's more of this to come. Do you guys have a good Christmas?
No
gangbangs? Oh, you didn't. Shit Christmas. Shitmas.
No, it wasn't a shit
Christmas. Was it so? Just like...
Because it makes other people...
No Christmas cheer?
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
I don't like Christmas very much.
Did you put any decorations up in your home?
No,
you Scrooge?
I didn't.
Not even one fairy light?
No.
Not even a little fairy on the tree?
I already have like kind of crazy lights, so why add to it? I have all round.
He's got Phillips Hue.
I was worried about putting a tree up because I think he pissed on my parents' one once. So I feel like I just don't want to welcome that into my home and just be like, oh, bring the outdoors in. Piss everywhere, son.
We tried a bit harder this year. We put decorations up and
had
twinkles and stuff. Last year, Ripley did tear down some fairy lights from the...
So Ripley.
So
was she better this year? No,
she was.
No ripping?
No ripping.
Grabbing?
No,
it's tempting, though. Those fuckers, you want to rip them.
Yeah.
As a human.
Yeah, I want to pull them all down. Especially those blue ones that people have. Stop buying blue and white lights, people.
It's
they
like
look
icicles.
Fucking horrendous. It's not like icicles. It looks shit. Golden lights and maybe some of the multicolored ones.
The multicolored ones are okay.
Yeah, sometimes they're all right. Depends if they're nice and tasteful. I'm not
going to bring joy to the home, that's all.
There's no joy in blue or white fucking lights.
I think
they're cold. No, they look shit.
They do look colder, though. I would say they are colder. I like the warm glow of
the coziness of Christmas, yes. With that cinnamon smell.
Things down.
Get some smells in, cinnamon. Spices.
No, I didn't really
what do you mean? Just
cinnamon
like decorating the house with spices. Is that what you do?
Yeah, just put out some...
Just chuck them around the floor.
Smells, mull some wine, get some nice scents going. Feels cozy. Feels nice when it's cold outside.
Although, Boxing Day morning, Murphy threw up everywhere. And then he like ran out into. I stayed at my brother's house, and then he ran out to the garden. He threw up some more, but like for some reason, my brother freshly cut the grass like quite recently in winter. It's kind of weird.
That is weird.
And I was barefoot. I didn't realize, so I was there trudging through freshly cut grass in the wintry cold,
he
just to go.
In it.
Well, because he wouldn't come back, so I thought he was just stood there staring at me again.
Right.
Maybe he was possessed by a spirit,
a temporary soul. Yeah.
Maybe it was Santa. Oh yeah, it was a bit late for Santa. It was Boxing Day.
Santa's omnipresent.
But still, yeah, trudging through the wintry earth.
Looking for dog sick.
Trying to avoid the dog sick to then just kind of bring him back in. For him to then just rush outside and throw up again. I don't know what he ate.
Who knows?
But yeah, Christmas.
That's Christmas
Mine
for you.
Was
Christmas
Mine was fine. Yeah. I prefer other times of year for me.
Like Halloween. I like Halloween.
Not like Halloween. It's still too dark. When there's more daylight.
You're more... weather focused.
I think so. And also just like, I don't think Christmas is, I like seeing people and like food is nice and like all this
I like
food.
Getting gifts Food's good. From everyone.
I mean, of course I'm not accusing other people who don't say this to think other, that either. It's just, I just find it a bit like forced, you know, it just feels like, why don't we just try
just
other times of year to coordinate something together?
I think that's, yeah, you could do. Like, yeah, because that is part of it, isn't it? It's like it is just like everyone's going to go see their families and stuff for a bit.
Well,
and
fucking
like,
do it then, huh?
But you could just arrange something. But I think it's the fact that like I think everyone, it's a universal thing. So, and obviously shops are shut, so like, well, what the fuck am I going to do? Hang out with my family? Well, I guess I will.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, jerk it home for Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is that your optimum? Is that better?
No, I don't jerk it either.
Ah, you, not just Christmas.
Just wait.
You wait.
I go home and I wait.
Santa! No, I block my chimneys up so that fucker doesn't get in.
No chimneys in my place.
Yeah.
None
whatsoever.
Do crime levels go up at Christmas or down? I feel like... maybe office buildings get raided. I feel
Santa
like that
technically,
would be optimum time.
It's technically a crime across the planet, right? Because he's trespassing.
Yeah, they don't. I think, but he's welcomed into people's homes.
Well, I didn't.
You didn't put out the cookies and
say,
whatever else they
come
give
into my
now.
Home and deposit some.
What are they giving him now? Mince pies and there's other things now. Carrot juice.
I put out
or
claymore
vegan
mines.
Vegan claymore mines.
That
yeah.
surprises that
a real
son of a
obstacle
bitch.
Course.
Right, honey, don't go near the fireplace.
Do not.
That thing's rigged to blow.
Don't touch the lasers.
Yeah.
Don't. If it looks like an IED, it's probably an IED. So don't touch it.
I bought a lot of digital watches on eBay.
But anyway, Santa, you son of a bitch, bring it on.
We're ready for you, 2024.
Yeah. I mean, it's about the kids anyway, isn't it? The kids love Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't have kids. My brother has kids. But they love Christmas.
Yeah, that's
they
fine.
Opened the present I gave them, and they just popped it to the side and... got distracted by something else. That's just kids for you.
And I think it is about
I
kids.
Didn't cry about it.
Don't expect me to like it.
Sorry?
Don't judge me for not liking it.
You don't like
it's
kids.
For the
that's
kids.
Fair. And like,
it's for the
a
kids.
Lot of Christmases I oh, haven't had
yeah,
the
but
joy,
like,
but we tried this year.
Yeah.
It was a little, a tiny, tiny bit more joy.
Was it more joyous?
When you actually try.
Have a Bailey's.
Yes.
Bailey's is good.
Yeah, get wasted and put up
you
some
have to get
tinsel.
Fully wasted. No, you can just
like
enjoy
Bailey's.
A Bailey's. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Bailey's.
Have a Bailey's then.
But I can have it any time.
No,
I want.
Shouldn't really.
You shouldn't have Baileys at other times.
Not allowed to.
What about like,
set boundaries for yourself?
For God's sake, you can't be drinking Baileys.
What the fuck is that? Get out of your hand, you son of a bitch!
Baileys is
a
slippery slope.
In June.
It's so delicious.
Milky Baileys
it's
in
like
hot
a
Biscoff, summer in June.
Milky Biscoff drink that's got loads of booze in it.
Yeah, it's rich.
It's super rich. It gives me like half
a eat. Like, I say eat.
Fast.
Managed to eat half of one.
My brother drank a whole liter of it
in
one
day.
And he said he had the worst shits the next day.
Oh, I didn't. Maybe he has lactose intolerance.
Well, I don't know.
There's a lot of cream.
A whole liter on your own in one day.
No, I had half a bottle, yeah.
Right, okay.
Not one of the big
but it didn't
bottles.
Affect your shits.
Not like in a negative way, no.
Damn.
It does sound like he's got lactose intolerance.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Does it make your poo look quite like sludgy? Does it look like clay?
Really? No.
Does it look like you could throw a pot with it? It came out completely
not really,
normal.
Not, well, yeah, I didn't notice
wet.
Any particularly. Was it wet? I guess it was. I mean, mostly it's it never comes out dry.
Do you have the memory of like the
does
shit that you
come
have
out
when
dry?
It's normal?
I have a look every
if it's
time.
Bad, you
do you guys
really
not have
remember.
A look when each
yeah,
time?
Yeah, but I don't remember
yeah,
every
bad,
single
would,
one.
If it's bad, you wouldn't remember it. But if it's normal or like not weird or painful, then
yeah,
you wouldn't.
I try to remember the foods and things I've
do you
eaten
take
and
pictures
drank.
Have you got a diary?
I've
got
a diary, but like... I've got
busy
a rough
day
approximation
Thursday,
in my head of like what affects my pooping. I've got a complicated system, as you know.
Well,
and
between
so,
midday and 6 p.m., I wake up from a blackout with like crumbs around my face, and I just don't know what's happened. So,
and but empty bottle of Bailey's to your side.
It's impossible to tell.
He just looks around. What happened? He's asking everyone for a story of the day.
I can't corroborate my shit.
Yes.
Come on. All I know is there's an empty liter bottle of Bailey's.
And
a real
together.
Creamy clay-like shit on the floor. Why is it on the
was
floor?
Was that me, or is there a building company nearby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I know it's a daily struggle, but that's why I'm thinking about getting some tattoos that will allow me to recall my past, like much like Memento. But they're
yeah, but
all
that's you can't remember, is it? Well, I mean, I feel like
what if I forget?
Just take a picture of your shit every time.
I don't want that on my phone.
Take on someone else's phone.
Oh God.
He'd rather have it on.
Fill up someone else's phone.
I need a burner.
Chocolate up all your phones for it. Yeah, sure. What's that for? Cheers, man.
Don't ever delete that. I might need it.
Don't. Delete it. Save it to
keep
your iCloud. Save it to the cloud.
That's the problem. I end up getting like, because all these integrated features on phones that are like reminding you of moments in your past. It's just going to be January 08, another turd.
It's a beautiful
ooh,
montage,
that's a bad one. You're
lovely acoustic
diary.
Music on top.
Yeah. I swear we talked about this. We talked about the website, didn't we? Because I then went on it. Rate My Poo.
Yeah.
Oh, Rate My Poo, yes.
So that is a diary.
10.
And there's some crazy poos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just get on that.
The real long, thin ones that are like...
I
just curse.
That's less
of a
personal diary.
It's such
a
trope
a...
that there's a curly dog poo as well. That's a trope. I've never seen Murphy do one like that.
No.
Because well, the
then I would take a picture.
So you've never seen them do a whip?
They'd
have to pivot themselves.
I think, I don't know, yeah, it would have to be like
a certain
just like consistency
a
that it would just naturally
just
fall into its...
Or
and also
it
he, kind
of, a pile of
he kind of walks it around the room a bit.
Mochi likes to walk around as well.
Dog shit is so gross.
Yeah, you got, yeah.
It's like the main thing keeping me from having a dog.
Pretty much this podcast is all
get
dog shit.
A small
shit,
one, right? And then they're tiny. Yeah. They're not that bad. Apart from when they're like strung together with pieces of grass. Because she ate a load of grass.
What's it?
I want a Great Dane.
What is Great Danes, yeah.
Fuck, those shits would be enormous.
What's Beethoven?
Saint Bernard.
I saw one of those earlier on today. Yeah. Big fuckers, man. Huge. I didn't see it shit, but I can imagine it was big. I think she said it was 70 kilos.
Oh my 70. God.
That like trot.
That's how much I weigh.
It was bigger. It was. I think if you were on all fours, it'd be bigger than you.
Yeah.
So how big are your shits? Would I want to pick them up? Would you want to pick your shits off the ground? No.
No one wants to pick up human shit off the ground.
Can off you
imagine
the ground?
How big the dog food bag is going into the bin of some of these big dogs?
It's like the whole food bin that you put in a food container at home.
Oh God!
But for a dog. Mm. Anyway,
that's fun. Anyway, that was Christmas. I hope you guys had a good Christmas and New Year. Sorry for the lack of hat chats. We were kind
Mega
of just
busy.
Wrestling with Jingle Jam and various other projects. So we
December gets busy.
This is probably the least consumed piece of our media, so that's why it was the first on the chopping block. But
it's back,
2024.
And thank you to members and indeed to Patreon and to Twitch subscribers and everybody who gives us any money, because that's the reason we're still doing this.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Partly because it's fun and partly because you make this worthwhile. So thank you very much. Yeah. I don't know which camera to talk into, so I'm going to just stare right down the middle of them.
There's three cameras to dot your eyes around.
Right. But thank you very much. And it is fun doing these. And yeah, we appreciate you guys for being a member.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That is greatly appreciated across the board.
Indeed. Thank you so much, and we'll see you for the next Hat Chat.
Indeed.
Goodbye.
I'll lead you off with Josh Rendell.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.